Just yesterday, I booked a $24,000 project and it included brand strategy, visual identity, and a website. That doesn't mean I get to keep everything. I have a brand designer, web designer, and a web developer on my team. You know, it's not just me. However, with them, I'm able to book a lot of these five-figure clients at the same time. Welcome to the Profitable Graphic Designer Podcast, brought to you by Aventive Academy. I'm your host, Katie Sandell. I'm a brand strategist, designer, creative director, and the CEO of a successful six-figure design agency based in Austin, Texas, serving clients worldwide. After mastering the art of building a profitable and sustainable design business, I decided to help you achieve the same success. I teach brand, graphic, and web design business owners how to attract more clients, increase their pricing, and develop design businesses that provide the financial freedom and time flexibility you've always dreamt of. We offer online programs, courses, and templates that you can use, along with our coaching, accelerator, and mastermind high-touch experiences for creatives. You can learn more about starting and growing your design business at AventiveAcademy.com. But for now, grab a cup of coffee and join me in today's podcast episode. It's not all about the money. And I didn't start my business, my design business, to make a ton of money, right? I started my business because I wanted the flexibility and freedom that I now have, but it wasn't always that way. In 2015, I used to charge $65 for a logo design. And today, my projects are, it depends, but my projects are definitely five figures. So like $10,000, $15,000, $20,000, even $45,000 per project. And of course, it's not just a logo design anymore. But in the past, so in 2015, when I was starting my business, so like 8-9 years ago, I couldn't like even, I don't know, like if I was to hear that someone is charging $10,000 for, you know, a design project, I would not believe to that person, like 100%. Well, now I don't even have time to accept anything that's less than, let's say, $8,000, because I know the value that I provide. And it's not just me anymore, as I have a branding and design agency. So I have my team that I have to pay, and I have a lot of expenses. I have a lot of, you know, software and things like that. And so we really cannot take on a lower paying project. But again, I didn't start my business to make a ton of money. It just happened that it's working for me, that it's highly profitable, that I love it. But I've really started to have that flexibility and freedom because I'm not a person who can have a 9-to-5 job and a boss. So I really am not into like corporate world and like, I don't know, that's just not for me. And if you are here listening to this podcast, listening to this episode, I feel like you're not for that either. I feel like you are a brand, graphic, or web design business owner who wants to have that flexibility and freedom that I am here talking about. And when it comes to flexibility and freedom, we all have to define what that exactly means. Because what's flexible for me might not be flexible for you when it comes to that term. So flexibility for me means having the flexible schedule. So that means that I can work at 2 a.m. if I feel like, at 2 p.m. if I feel like. I also take 2 months off every single year. So that is what's flexible to me. When it comes to freedom, I'm talking about financial freedom and the freedom to make the decisions not based on the finances. So what that means is when I take 2 months off, I want to travel to Europe. I want to visit my family in Serbia because I live here in Austin, Texas, and I want to travel. I want to be able to spend the money on tickets, on flights, on hotels, on Airbnbs, on, you know, getting a new iPhone, getting a new car, on, you know, things that I want. And that's not, you know, a lot. It's not that I want to build like $1 million. No, okay, $1 million is fine, but I don't want to build something crazy and become a billionaire. That's like, I don't care about that. I just want to have enough to have that flexibility and freedom. And the reason why I'm recording today's episode is because I know that you can get there too. And today we're going to talk about three reasons why I am able to charge, let's say, $20,000. Let's focus on $20,000. But that you can replace that number with $10,000 or $40,000 because the process is the same. And so again, we're going to talk about why I'm able to charge that much and what you can do to raise your rates too. Okay, so the first thing that I did in my branding business at that time, yeah, it was a branding business already. I was a freelancer, so I didn't have an agency yet. I didn't have a team and all that. I think maybe I had like one employee. But first, I added more value to my design services by offering brand strategy. And this positions me as a valuable expert rather than just someone who can use design software. So what that means is that when clients would come to me and they're looking for a logo design or visual identity where I would provide logo design in all the variations, right? Colors, fonts, styled imagery, all that. Like, you know what goes in under a visual identity. And I would not provide just that, because that itself doesn't have as much value as when it's built based on the brand strategy. So I had to learn how to do brand strategy in the right way, not just like, oh, let me help you with your mission, vision, and whatever. You know, I really had to learn the brand strategy and then add it to my services. And now, when people come to me, so when potential client comes to me and they're asking for visual identity, I tell them, yes, I would love to help you. We do visual identity based on the brand strategy. So I combine the two and create a package for them, because creating a visual identity and just providing a logo that looks good is fine, but it doesn't have as much value as helping your clients really get to the next level with the designs. And that all has to be based on the brand strategy, because you have to know the brand's values. You have to know brand's voice, mission, vision, like their target audience, who we are creating that brand for, and so on. Like, I'm not going to talk now about the details of brand strategy, but that was the first thing that I did. I added more value to my design services by offering brand strategy. And again, it took me some time to really learn how to do brand strategy. And it took, you know, a few clients here and there to test on them. Like, I still remember the first brand strategy I've ever created. It was like 30 pages Word document that I sent to my client. I feel like they still hate me. But that's okay. You have to try and you'll just get better. Before we continue with this podcast episode, I just want to quickly remind you that if you're a design business owner whose dream is to have a successful and profitable career so you can enjoy the freedom and flexibility that comes with it, then I have something for you. The Profitable Designer Program is my signature 12-week system that will help you improve your business, sign amazing, high-paying clients, and truly achieve your financial and lifestyle goals. Visit AventiveAcademy.com/profit to check if you can join us now or if we are currently not accepting more designers into the program. In that case, you will be able to join the waitlist and be the first to know when we open the doors again. Now, we'll go back to the episode in a second, but I just want to add that designers who completed the program were able to sign five-figure design clients, 10 times their pricing, reach six figures and beyond, make $20,000 per month while working only a few hours a week, and more. So if you want to be my next success story and achieve results like these, visit AventivAcademy.com/profit. Now, let's go back to the episode. Okay, and the second thing I did is I got crystal clear on my ideal 15K client by niching down into one industry. I literally sat down and wrote, I want to get a client who's going to pay me $15,000 for my design services. And then from there, I had to figure out exactly who that ideal client is. And this allows me to become the go-to designer for companies in that one niche. And I target all my marketing to clients that can afford my services. So I no longer waste my time posting on Instagram, because Instagram is not where my ideal clients are. I don't post on TikTok. I'm not on Pinterest. Like, I've really focused only on the strategies that do work, and that is LinkedIn and connecting with people on LinkedIn, building relationships in person, so going to networking events, and blog. At the beginning, I was writing articles, but now I have a blogger who writes articles for us, and that's how our SEO has improved, and that's how we get design clients through our website. So those are my three main strategies for how I get these high-paying clients, because I believe that high-paying clients do not scroll on Instagram. They don't have time for it. And even if they do, and even if they do that in their free time, let's say, you know, after dinner, or I don't know, in the morning while they're having a coffee or something, they're not in the business mindset and they're not looking for a graphic designer while scrolling through reels. It's just what it is. And yes, I'm sure you can get clients on Instagram and through Pinterest and TikTok and Twitter. But again, that's not where my ideal client is. And I really nailed down that strategy, that marketing strategy. And I know exactly where my 15K plus client is going to look for me. And one more thing that goes under that second thing is, besides me knowing exactly how to find clients, what I mentioned is I got crystal clear on my ideal client by niching down into one industry. That doesn't mean that you have to have an industry or that you have to choose your specialization, but it does help a lot, because if you're looking for, let's say you're looking for a client, right? And if I was to tell you, you have 1 hour to find a client, to reach out to 5 people. Where would you even start from? Would you go to TikTok? I don't think so. Would you write a blog post? You don't know. Would you go to a networking event? Would you reach out to people on LinkedIn? And if so, who would you reach out to? It's very, very hard unless you know exactly who your ideal client is. So if you know that you want to do branding for a skincare line, you would simply go to LinkedIn, type that into search, or go to Instagram, type that into a search, and find 5 business owners that have beauty or skincare lines and reach out to them. It's so easy, and it's on you to figure out who you want to work with. Okay, and the third thing that helped me charge 5-figure and more per design project is that I created 1 signature high ticket offer. This sets me apart from the competition and positions me as a leader who knows what my clients need. They can't just pick and choose what they think they need. They get what I offer to them. So what that means, let me give you an example. So my focus has been on working with product-based businesses. So when, let's say, a healthy juice comes to me and they're looking to rebrand, I know what they need. And so my offer is always 1 offer. And what's in that offer is brand strategy, visual identity, packaging design and labels, of course, and the website. That's it. I mean, I don't even offer anything else. So it's not like people can come to me and say, hey, I need labels, I need posters, I need flyers, and I need a logo. I don't need colors. I need mission, I don't need vision. No, you can get it all or don't take anything. Like, take it or leave it, right? Sometimes they really don't need a website or some small changes on the website. So then we would work on brand strategy, visual identity, and packaging. Or they would already have visual identity. Then we would work on the brand strategy, labels, packaging, and the website. However, those are four types of services that I offer, and I always package them somehow. But it's one signature high-ticket offer. Now, if you want to learn more about how to grow your design business and charge premium rates, I have the Wealthy Client Blueprint. You can visit aventiveacademy.com/wealthy-client. And you will learn more about it. And I'm going to leave the link around this podcast episode in the show notes. But I hope that this was helpful to you. So let me just recap. Basically, first, I added more value to my design services by offering brand strategy. Second, I defined my ideal 15K plus client. And third, I created one signature high ticket offer. And all of this really set me apart from the competition, positioned me as a leader. And really, people just started booking. Like, everybody just wanted to work with me all of a sudden. And also, it's not just about those three things, but those three things really helped me figure out what I need to do when it comes to marketing and promotion. So yeah, I really hope that this was helpful to you, and I hope to see you inside the Wealthy Client Blueprint. Again, you can visit aventiveacademy.com/wealthy-blueprint. See you there. Thanks for tuning in to the Profitable Graphic Designer Podcast. But wait, before you go, if you enjoyed this podcast episode and want the chance to access one of our online courses for free, simply leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Each month, one lucky reviewer gets to pick a course as a token of our appreciation. And here's a reminder. We are here to help you build the design business of your dreams. Whether it's creating compelling proposals, attracting 10K clients, pricing your design services, improving your portfolio, reaching six figures and beyond, or helping you stand out, we've got you covered. I invite you to join over 1,000 designers in my signature 12-week program, The Profitable Designer. Visit aventiveacademy.com/profit. And also, don't forget to hit that subscribe button. That way, you'll be the first to know when each new episode drops, so you never miss out on future content. Until next time, be sure to connect with us on Instagram at Aventive Academy, where we share valuable business tips, stories, and resources for brand, graphic, and web design business owners. Bye for now. Your host, Katie Sandell.